He can sing, dance, and save the world. It seems there's little actor Hugh Jackman cannot do. In his latest film, Australia, Jackman plays a cattle rustler called The Drover, a man who finds himself entangled with an aristocratic lady played by fellow Aussie actor Nicole Kidman.
I won't get another drove this late in the season, right? You've cost me my living.
Please, can't you just round them up?
Round them up, huh? Oh, round them up, yeah.
Yes, you just... Go get them!
1,500 head of cattle.
Oh.
Scattered over 1,000,000 acres with just me and my two men. That's a great idea. Stupid
Mr.
cow.
Mr. Drover, I was...
The movie, directed by Baz Luhrmann, is a sweeping epic, but a little hard to describe.
It kind of starts high comedy, then it becomes high tragedy. There's romance, there's action. It's pretty much that banquet of cinema.
The movie is also a social critique. For much of the 20th century, Australia's government removed many Aboriginal children from their families, particularly those with fairer skin. These children are commonly known as the Stolen Generation.
If your president-elect, Barack Obama, who's 47 now, if he was born in Australia with one black parent, one white parent, he would have been taken from his family. He would have been institutionalized, probably told his parents were dead, then made as European as possible or as white as possible, and then taken out to basically serve in a menial task in European society. So that didn't stop until the 70s. We didn't apologize to the Stolen Generation till this year. Our new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, in February this year, after we shot the film.
I hope you don't mind if I ask you a personal question, but when I listen to you talk about the fate of mixed-race children, I know that you and your wife have adopted a mixed-race son. And I wonder what life will be like for him going forward if he decides to settle in Australia.
It's a good question. And of course, I'm in Australia, and when Barack Obama won the election, I made my son sit down and my daughter to watch the news that night. And my son particularly watched transfixed. And he turned to me, he says, Daddy, Daddy,